Our Lord and Father, we thank thee for the gift that you've given us of salvation. Be with the gifts we bring to you today, that it'll help further the work here in the Wichita area. We ask these things in thy name. Amen.
Who had tricked them, but although they were without cause, they were not left without hope. Looking at the serpent, God said, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Prophets foretold his coming. Balaam the son of Beor took up his oracle and said, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel. Isaiah spoke of him. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall go up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The dry ground is planet Earth, cursed and condemned, lost to the enemy. But out of the dry ground came, from the stem of Jesse, a Savior. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one to another, Let us go, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. This little babe, so few days old, is come to rifle Satan's fold. All hell doth at his presence quake, though he himself for cold do shake. For in this weak, unarmed wise, the gates of hell he will surprise. For who hath despised the day of small things?
This little babe, so few days old, is come to rifle Satan's hold. All hell doth at his presence quake, though he himself for cold to shake. For in this week, unarmed wise, the gates of hell he will surprise. With tears he fights and wakes and field, his naked breast as for a shield. His battering shot a babish cries, his arrows looks a leaping eyes. His martial actions are golden meat, and feeble flesh is for warrior seed. His camp is built in trenches, though his long is bowed foot a broken bow. The crib is trenches, though she stands it. Shepherds is his master made. Sisters, for to watch the angels, catch on strong, they run sound. My soul with Christ, join thou in fight, stick to the test that he had fight. Within his crib is sure his sword, this little babe will be thy guard. If thou wilt foil thy with joy, then flee not from this heavenly
Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Thank you. sinful people like you and like I. I wonder as I wander out under the sky. When Mary birthed Jesus, 'twas in a cow stall, with wise men and farmers and shepherds and all. When high from God's heaven a star's light did fall, and the promise of ages it then did recall. If Jesus had wanted for any within a star in the sky or a bird on the wing, or all of God's angels in heaven for to see, he surely could have it, 'cause he was a king. I wonder as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die for poor sinful people like you and like I. I wonder as I wander out under the
Amen. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Thank you. nobis pacem, dona nobis pacem, dona nobis nobis pacem.
Since it's already the noon hour, it's already noon, I will cut my message short in righteousness. Just going to share a few points with you at the end of our service here. When Adam and Eve, the first humans, turned away from God and rebelled against the instructions that He had given in the Garden of Eden, then humanity became the object of the ultimate search and rescue mission. Fallen angels, led by Satan, a cherub whose name had once been Lucifer, also meaning son of the morning, they have become the lords of this planet after the fall of Adam and Eve. Because Adam and Eve had obeyed Lucifer, he became their master. And so heaven and earth were set in motion, literally, to save mankind from the mess that it had gotten itself into. And then, as we move forward to the time when the Christ child was born, there's a lot in the life of Christ that suggests that the things were not well at all with humanity at that time. In a book entitled The Sire of Ages, one of the best books that I've read on the life of Christ. It was written in the 1800s. And so in Old English, it says, the bodies of human beings had become the habitation of demons. And that is correct. As you read the stories from the life of Jesus, you find there were multiple cases of demonic possession right there in Israel among God's own people. And you also find that the faith of God's own people had been reduced to empty religious rituals and ceremonies. And selfishness pretty much ruled the day. It was the driving force in people's lives. And so what was God's plan? What was God's plan? Isaiah 7 verse 14 tells us what God's plan was. It says there, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. A virgin shall conceive. She shall bear a son and his name shall be Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. The creator of the universe was reduced to the size of a single cell. To be more specific, a single cell from Mary's reproductive organs, an ovum, fertilized by another single cell delivered by the Holy Spirit. So tiny was the creator of the universe reduced to that he could be squished with the tip of a ballpoint pen. And he was cloistered in the womb for 9 months. In the womb of an unwed virgin mother. And he was born on a road trip. There was no hospital, there was no midwife, just the mud and mire of a filthy barn. What an amazing revelation of love. The God of the universe descending into becoming one of us. Well, Paul sums it up this way. He says in 1 Timothy 3:16, he says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory." He started out like any other baby, unable to speak. If he needed something, he would get it by crying. He could not eat solid food, but he was dependent on milk from his mother, this mother whom he himself had created. He couldn't control his bladder. He needed a regular change of diapers. As a newborn, he could not even roll over in his crib. But eventually he would crawl, and then he would learn to walk. Now, the child, Jesus Christ, the child would be born into a very hostile environment. Herod would want to kill him, but at an angel's bidding, he became an African refugee. Now, many of you have come as refugees from Africa. He found refuge in Africa, in Egypt, North Africa. It's kind of interesting. And he stayed there for several years to avoid persecution. And when they returned, they settled in one of the worst towns around, and that was Nazareth. And there Jesus would grow up in a divided home, surrounded by hateful half-brothers. And he had to endure constant questions about his paternity by many whom considered him to be an illegitimate child, since most people were not aware that this child was of the Holy Spirit. The Bible makes it very clear that the Savior was rejected by his own people. So that was the plan carried out. That was the plan that God had conceived from eternity. Does that sound like a good plan to you? Maybe not on the face of it, but think again. God himself took on humanity, became like one of us, identified with us in every possible way. Does that sound like a good plan to you? Amen. A very sacrificial plan. But God is love. 2 Corinthians 5:19 says, Paul says, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Indeed, great is the mystery of godliness. And one more aspect of the plan is described in John 1:14, where it says, the Word, which verse 1 of the same chapter identifies as the eternal God, became flesh. Romans 8:3 says that he was sent in the likeness of sinful flesh. In other words, he took on man's fallen nature. Do you realize how risky that was? He was risking it all. The devil would attempt to do him in. And, you know, Satan and his fallen angels, they were thrilled that by causing man's fall, they had pulled down the Son of God from his exalted throne down to this earth. And now he thought, well, now I certainly have a chance. God has come in sinful flesh. He had the opportunity now to overpower him and stop him from succeeding in his plan of salvation. And so that was Satan's plan, to interrupt this plan of salvation. Well, we know he did not succeed. Christ lived a perfect life in sinful flesh. And why did God do this? Why would he voluntarily place himself in such a dangerous and vulnerable situation? Well, Hebrews chapter 2 tells us, verses 14 through 16, that he did all of this to destroy the power of Satan and to deliver those whom Satan had taken hostage, humanity, to deliver them from the slavery to sin into a life of eternal freedom. And that's talking about you and I. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so we could read many passages of Scripture. We don't have time right now, but the Bible tells us that Christ became our high priest. And he came and lived among us. He was not someone who could not sympathize with our weaknesses, but he was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. And last but not least, Paul says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. He is touched with the feelings of our weaknesses, our infirmities. He was tempted in all points as we are, like we are. Now, God cannot be tempted. So it was Christ's humanity that was tempted through his flesh, through his human nature, just like we are tempted through human nature. Because he set aside his divinity and he lived as a human among us. He never gave in to the temptations. He never sinned. And all this so that we may have access to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find help in time of need. I pray that each one of us would recognize what Christ has done for you, what God has done for you, what he was willing to do, how passionate he is about your salvation, to bring you to the foot of the cross, to recognize that there is a way other than man's way. That there is an option to be saved. He wants us to recognize that there is power available to live the supernatural life. Holy Spirit is available to every single one of us who says, I accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. And there is tremendous passion on the part of God to see everyone over here in his kingdom. On the day when Jesus comes back, when there is no more chance to make a decision, and many have chosen not to be Christians, to not accept Christ as Lord and Savior, it will be a day of joy, but also a day of mixed feelings for those that will not see their loved ones there in God's kingdom. But over time, memories will be erased, and there will be eternal happiness and joy, except God will never forget. Every person whom he has created, he loves. And for every person that has rejected him, there is an empty place in God's heart that he will have with him forever and ever and ever. So I pray that we will make that decision for Christ. Remember, God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, and that includes you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that every single one of us who are here this morning, or this early afternoon, that you will draw upon us, that you will strive to win our hearts if you have not already won them, that you will reveal more and more your love to each one here, that none will be missing when Christ returns soon, very, very soon. And thank you, Father, that for the persons who decide, I want to accept Jesus Christ right now as my Lord and Savior, at this very moment, you are ready to say, yes, you are part of my family. I've adopted you. I will lead you from now on. I will show you what this family is all about. I will take you from here to the shore of eternity. Thank you, Father. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We have a closing song. In fact, the song is "A Little Town of Bethlehem," and we're going to sing all four verses of that song. Let us stand. Conclude our service, I just want to invite all of you to the meeting tonight. Even if you have not attended a Living with Hope meeting before, you are more than welcome to come tonight. It's called Mission of Hope. And also now, on the way out, you'll have a chance to greet these that were just baptized. So I hope that you will just greet them on the way out and welcome them to our fellowship. And one more thing, remember those red envelopes. They will be available at the door on the way out. And next week, we will take up an offering during the children's story. Adults and children alike can bring the envelopes forward. We'll put them on the tree. It will go to our emergency fund. And so at this time, let us pray. Heavenly Father, I just pray that the Holy Spirit will guide and direct these individuals that have just been baptized, and guide and direct each and every one of us through this coming week. And may we be protected, and may we be immersed in your love. Until we meet again, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.